This song is from 1985, the year you started, Steve. Name the band.
Tears for Fears.
Yeah. And what's so wild is that my kid still has this on his playlist today, and he wasn't born until 2001.
Yeah, they're a great band.
When you go back and look at the top 100 songs from 1985, I would say at least 30% of them still stand today.
Well, the music lasts longer than it used to, right? Because the 50s went away. They had a comeback in the mid-70s, but they went away for a while. And it wasn't like the 30s. People in the 70s were listening to music of the 30s. You know, things developed and you moved beyond it. Now I think it's just much different. The music lasts a lot longer.
Would you agree with that, Spike Odell? Would you say the music lasts a lot longer?
I would agree with that. If I hear More Than a Feeling by Boston one more time, I'm going to puke.
There he is. What's up, my friend?
Bert, the pride of Pianto.
Mantino.
Same difference. How long have we been doing that bit?
Well, it was too long after the second day, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, well, so I was just thinking about it. I was kind of listening to you guys online here a little bit before you called, and you have been working there longer than I had been alive when I started there, okay? That makes sense?
Yeah. I remember.
You have been working there when Roger Treemstra still had hair.
Yeah.
And Milt Rosenberg still had acne.
First, the usual evening's update from I don't know who you are.
Spike, what years were you on WGN?
Who knows? what was it? 87, I guess I started. I was there. I left in the first of 2008. So I've been gone, 16 and a half years.
Wow, is that right? I remember the day you came in, and I know I've told you this story, but Tom Peterson, God rest his soul, I was out of town when he passed, and I were in the newsroom looking at you, and like, here comes this kid from Iowa who's going to come to WGN. What is he thinking? And we couldn't hear you, but we watched you and sort of just checked it all out, and it's worked out pretty well, buddy boy.
Well, yeah, I was scared to death. I tried not to act like it, but I was scared to death. I thought, hey, I want to get a tour of WGN anyway if they'll hire me. So, yeah, it worked out okay.
And I was talking about how I worked with, everyone associates me with Kathy and Judy, for really good reasons. But they forget that you and I worked together with Link Hampton and Ann Maxfield so many years.
Yeah.
The Camel, David Kaplan.
Yeah. I had texted Bert earlier to say, congratulations on 40 years. And I said, I think I was the first one you anchored with, right? I think I was.
It might have been, or you and Kathy and Judy at the same time. Or you know what? Maybe it was Saturday Mornings with Roy. That's where I started.
Oh, yeah.
On weekends. Yeah.
I never thought of that. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, I was moving around more than a game of checkers back in those days.
Right. Yeah, I remember that.
Afternoons, middays, heck, I don't know where I was going to go and draw and go there.
The thing, Lisa, about Spike was he was associated with some of the best athletes who've come through the city. I heard from Mark Grace earlier today. Joe Girardi was a regular on Spike's show. A guy named Jim Harbaugh was a regular on Spike's show.
I still hear from Jimmy.
Do you?
Yeah. It was good. We had a lot of fun talking sports back in the days, and when we had the Cubs and the Bears, you had better access to them, so it was always fun. And you, what the heck am I talking about? You were in the locker room with them for a while, right?
With the Bears, that was 88 through like 96, or a couple years in the middle where I didn't, but 88, that's when they were all rock stars, like they're about to become again.
Spike, our texters tell me that you worked at International Harvester before coming to WGN. Is that true?
It's funny you say that. I just found the badge from my hat. I had a Barney Fife hat that I wore. I just found the badge, my old badge, and my ID card for when I was a guard, looking inside people's lunch buckets to make sure they weren't stealing tractors. And and checking out tractors when they leave. So, yeah, that was me. I had the uniform, the whole deal, man.
What do you remember about Steve Bertram back in the day? One of those bits you did or one of those moments that the two of you found yourself in that just rings a bell?
Well, I tell you what I liked about Stevie was he always – I was one of these people.
He's struggling. He can't think of it.
No. I always liked people. The more people on the air with me, the better. Some people don't want anybody talking to them. Just keep the mic shut. I like it where anybody can crack the mic. And every time Bertrand cracked the mic with me, it was either – hilarious or informative. It always added to the show, which is why I thought the people around me made me better than I really was. What did I think about? But that's what I enjoyed about Bertrand. He was funny or informative. It was always a plus when he cracked the mic.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because something I hadn't thought of was your generosity in really helping me get on the air. Those moments were happening before I was an anchor. I was sitting next to Tom Peterson in the newsroom, and Tom was the anchor. He'd open the mic, and I'd just throw some crack in from beside him. I don't know if you remember that, but you always encouraged that. You always fostered that and really set me on my way. Took me 40 years to say thank you, Spike.
I do remember that,
Took me 40 years to say thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I remember us talking about it. I think we were over at the cabin across in Michigan at Treemstra's place one weekend or whatever.
Yeah.
And we were talking about you wanting to anchor. And I thought, yeah, that's right. He needs to be an anchor. So I remember talking to the bosses about it back then. So I think that kind of worked out for you too, didn't it?
It's all worked out, buddy. It's been fun. And Karen, I hope, is doing well.
She sends her love, by the way. I told her I was going to talk to you.
Oh, tell her I said hi.
Well, tell him I love him. Do you remember when you came down to visit me with your family? We took the boat ride.
Yeah, absolutely. We spent a week in Nashville.
He won't go see anybody. He won't do anything with us, Spike. He won't go to dinner with us. He won't go to a show. You're special.
He is quite elderly at this point.
It's so true. I see Hampton once in a while. Trooper Lincoln.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, I do. I run into him from time to time. I turn the other way, try to get out of there.
He texts me every now and then. I hear from Stinky Linky. So
they were fun times, friend.
Someone wants to know if they can still get Spike's mustard.
Well, yeah, but it's not called Bite Your Butt anymore. We sold that to a different person, and they have it under a different name called the Mustard Museum in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, and ask for it.
And if you want a hat, I've got one that I'll sell to you.
Really?
I've still got a couple,
every now and then somebody tells me those hats are still on eBay. They're going for this or that. Didn't you sell that hat for a lot of money once?
There was an outfit called the Pioneer Center in Libertyville, I think it was, or Crystal Lake, and they helped developmental adults workplaces and homes and things like that, and we had auctions. We made a lot of money for that charity.
I think you sold that hat. It was just a little $4 hat at the time, and I think you sold that for something like $3,500.
Oh yeah, and then we sold a second one, all because of Spike Liddell.
Really?
Yeah, I brought two. Absolutely
amazing.
Oh, great.
Spike, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to call. You know, my only job here is to be the traffic cop and to make sure I get to Steve's news on time, and I'm already late as usual. But
just keep an eye on him, okay?
Absolutely. He's the best, and
Stevie,
thank you so much.
Congratulations, buddy.
Love you, Spiker. Thanks. Nice to talk to you.
That is Spike Odell, the legend, the WGN legend. Steve's news is next. 1985, the year that Steve Bertrand started at WGN Radio. Yes, you have heard his voice for 40 years on this radio station. So today we're honoring him, sharing a few memories, and I don't think there are two people who have better memories of their time on this radio station with Steve Bertrand than the girlfriends. Welcome, Kathy and Judy, back to WGN Radio.
Oh, my God.
Steve!
Steve. What's up, you hotties?
What? No, it's Kathy and Judy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got that wrong.
Yeah. Right. It's a very remarkable thing that you haven't been fired like us.
Right. Twice.
And you still are there and liking it.
And you still are funny and sharp and everything that made you so such an important part of when we were all on the air.
You know what's funny?
What?
Is that I feel uncomfortable saying stuff now on the air that we used to say 20 years ago.
Like in politically incorrect stuff?
Well, or sex stuff. No, really, I do. I feel like we've shifted a little bit, but we don't have to get into that. But
really?
Yeah.
So Sex Thursday?
I try
you
to.
You know, we realized after we got fired the second time that we it got to be a habit with us, that we had done over 165 different topics on Sex Thursday. And you were an important part of those, Steve.
I can't believe you added that up.
Yeah, we did.
I totally think that.
I did. We looked at the...
You know, yeah. I was thinking of you two last week because I got in my car and it's just a mess inside my car.
Oh, like Sanford and Son on wheels.
No, like your car used to be and Judy would always...
Not used to be, honey. I just had to throw some stuff in the back seat. So, yeah. Anyway, you know, our show really didn't hit its stride until Steve came on board. And got more involved and
dropped in those bone mows.
Yeah, and it, you know we love you. You know that.
I love you too.
Wait. And the truth is that we have turned down a couple of invitations to come back on WGN and have passed on them. But this one,
not
no to talk.
No.
Yeah.
Just to be a guest.
Yeah.
And we've passed on them. And this one.
This is it, kid.
Yeah. We couldn't say no.
Well,
we
it's
love
special
you.
To me. Lisa kept saying she was trying to get you. I'm like, I just talked to O'Malley yesterday. It's not going to happen. But wait. So here's one. I don't think we've ever talked about this. But I remember. What's that? I remember we went out after work. It was some party or something. And we had just started working together. And you two had other full-time jobs. You were right for the Tribune. Judy, you were a columnist for the Sun-Times. So I didn't think this was a big deal. But I don't know if we had a couple beers or whatever, but I told you how much I was making.
I remember it was
oh
over
Oh, my
that-
God. Lisa, the two of them looked at each other like with daggers in their eyes, and that's when they got fierce.
You mean you were making more than them or less than them?
I think it was about the same.
I think it was a little bit more.
I did too, but I didn't want to say
so
it.
So typical in this business.
No,
because...
but wait. They were working 1 hour a day. I was working 40 hours a week.
You weren't working. We never worked 1 hour
yes,
a day.
Yes, we did.
You did.
The first year. Yeah. 30 on Monday.
Oh, wow.
1 hour
yeah.
a week.
So say you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Steve.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Hey, can I play a bit from you guys? This is classic... Kathy and Judy with Steve Bertrand. I do not know the year, but it's the Final Four. It's about 2 minutes. Hang with me, girlfriends, and listen to this.
Okay.
I had a very weird night last night where I was trying to sleep and Sharon was out, and I actually thought she was home, and she wasn't home. I went downstairs, opened the garage door. Car wasn't there. So I was very restless. And Kathy, I'm not going to play with you if you're not going to play with me. You think I can't see you?
We're waiting.
What does that sound like?
We're waiting.
She's in the car.
She's setting this up. So anyway, I was lying in bed, and I had this, like, vision fast, and then it was gone. And so I was sorting it out, and here's what I saw. I saw John Wayne in the Iditarod.
Oh, man.
Now, you might remember the Iditarod ended yesterday. His dog was about to be attacked by a bear. Now, not a polar bear. Instead,
I told you we need music on this.
Instead, it was a Middle Dutch word for bear. But just as the bear was about to attack, a star burst, blinding the Middle Dutch bear and sparing John Wayne and his Alaskan racing dog.
What's the team,
Steve?
Duke, UCLA, Connecticut, and Villanova.
Where do we come up with those?
Duke.
The names of the stars, I think.
We got Duke. Okay, what's the Dutch name for a bear?
Bruin. So that's UCLA.
Oh, okay. You should see Dave.
What? I don't get it. What is it?
Connecticut was the race, the Husky.
Uh-huh.
And the Nova, Villanova.
Wow.
What?
That was a long way.
Mary, don't say what.
Really? Wow. I did a rod theme? Is that a...
No, I'm stunned by that.
What did it have to do with Sharon being out last night?
His vision.
And the car not being in the garage.
Attacked by dogs in the neighborhood.
You laughed at Einstein, too, but Einstein was a winner just like me.
That is so Steve. So Steve.
And I love that Mary Vandeveld's on there. Dave Ennett is on there. You've got Kathy and Judy on there. And Steve Bertrand, who we're honoring today.
I have no recollection of that at all.
Neither do I.
I don't either. I don't either. But when you played that other clip, it was so sweet to hear Mike Mathis.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Ladies, well, thank you so much for joining us. Go ahead. Pour the love on him before we let you go.
No, just have a great anniversary. And
yeah,
you know, when we look back, we were there when you got engaged to Sharon. We were at your wedding. We, you know, we were there when both your kids were born, not at the hospital or
no,
anything.
No, you tried. It was Judy tried. And I said, Judy, no, there are lines.
We were in your life during a lot of that. And just
we loved it.
We love that we're still in your life, that we're all in each other's lives. So, you know, happy anniversary, honey.
Well, I tell people that my relationship with the two of you are among the most honest relationships I've had in my life.
Amen.
And it was a gift.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it remains a gift. Remains a gift. So, happy anniversary.
All right, Judy. I'll see you at the market.
there's a story there. Yes. You never say this. The grocery store.
You say the market.
Oh, the market.
Right.
Oh. Okay. I don't go to the market anymore. Tom does.
Oh, I meant the food market. Anyway, never mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've all slipped. We've all gone downhill.
Yes, we have.
Not one bit.
Tonight? Are you celebrating this momentous anniversary?
In your life, did you ever go out to celebrate a work anniversary?
Well, people didn't keep me around that long.
Yeah. There you go.
That would be a quiet night.
All right. Take care. Thanks, Lisa. Bye.
Thank you. I am the biggest fan of theirs. Absolutely the biggest fan. That is Kathy and Judy. When I texted with Kathy earlier today, she said our show, and she just repeated it, did not hit its stride until Steve Bertrand joined us. If you just jumped in the car, today is the 40th anniversary of Steve's employment at WGN Radio. So we heard from Spike Odell, Kathy and Judy. There is more coming up. Andrea Darlis joins us next. First, Mary's got to check on weather and traffic. If you go to WGNRadio.com, you'll see in the front page is Steve Bertrand's picture, and there's lots of pictures, and we've captured a lot of audio over the years. But one of the things, it seems like every time they moved into a new studio, they made Steve do a video tour of the new studio to show people behind the scenes. This is a clip from one from many years ago.
I sit here in the mornings and read my script off of this computer. I write off of this one. These are all my boards. And then I watch generally a couple television stations to see what's going on. But it's nice because I'm in the corner now and I can see everyone else who's out there. Andrea Darlis in the corner, working feverishly, getting ready for her shift. I've always got my Marquette coffee mug nearby, so we're fine.
Yeah, and Andrea Darlis isn't in the corner. She's on the radio right now.
Oh, I always get him choked up, Lisa.
Yeah. I was like, is he coughing? David Jennings is in the back of some of those videos.
What's up, AD?
I tell you, buddy, I miss you so much. When Andrew called and said, hey, we're doing a 40th special for Steve, and I can't believe you're that old and you've been there that long, but he said, we're doing this special. I said, well, I'm going to be on vacation. I said, I'm in Vegas at the exact time you want me to call in, but I'm like, wait a minute, what would Steve do? If it was my 40th, would Steve interrupt his vacation,
no,
put his pina colada down, get out of the pool?
No.
Absolutely. I said, I'm in. So.
Hey, Andrea, I got the nicest card today from everybody here. They signed it and gave it to me?
Yeah.
And then what did I do?
Let me guess what you did. This is what Steve would do. Steve, I love you so much. I would give him a Christmas card or a birthday card or whatever, and he's like, oh, I got you one too. And he would cross off my name and put his name, and then cross off my name and put his name. I'm like, oh, thanks, and hand it right back to me.
You've heard of climate change, like, haven't you? Yeah.
And Lisa, as a young reporter, I'm like, oh my God, he hates me. Oh my
God.
What did I do? You know? But I tell you, Steve, Judy, me, Mary, Dave Stewart, Wesley, we had the best times. We had the best times. And even now, I'll look back and I'll be like, that was the heyday. With you too, though, Lisa. I mean, because I never
was
with you. But
what years were you here, Andrea? What years?
97 is when I started through 2019.
Wow. And so Steve had already been
years,
here.
I know.
He was a seasoned vet at that point. He had been here 12 years.
He was the vet. He was doing sports. He was doing news. He was anchoring. And honestly, we had so much fun. You know, and I know we're trying to think of different memories and stuff. There's so many. We laughed and we had a good time and we got everything done. And we survived so many different ownership changes and regime changes and always managed to just laugh and have a good time. We were family, you know, and we still are. And I'm so happy for you, Steve. I really can't believe it's been 40 years. And, you know, you make me sick because you look the exact same.
Are you really?
He does.
No, I don't.
He does.
Yes, he does.
But, yeah.
No, they put up a bunch of pictures.
Right,
I do not.
Yeah, he looks
a little
same.
Grayer, but that's it, aren't we all?
Are you really in Las Vegas?
I am. I'm at the Venetian. I got out of the pool. My pina colada's melting by my chair. I was going to go by the bar and do this report, but this call in.
I know where you are. You're right next to the bar, and so the bartender can hear you say Venetian over and over, so you'll get another free pina colada. I know your tricks.
I know, right? It's what I have to do. And I was texting Pilek, and I said, I have to stop. I said, when are you going to be on? She said, later on. And I said, well, I got to put my pina colada on. She said, no, keep drinking it. It'll make the call-in more fun. But I didn't. Because I wanted to
Yes, Steve. Judy Pilek's joining us
for
later,
your
too.
Great.
The Pilek roast. It's going to be great.
So usually when I start my day, Andrea, I sit in the chair here at about, I don't know what time it is, but you're on TV now.
Yeah. I do some fill-in on Spotlight and Daytime with Amy and Tanya and G and Sarah, my old colleagues from my TV days from the weekend break.
Is that like 1:30 here, I think? 1:30, 2 o'clock?
No, yeah.
Is it 1:30?
Well, daytime's at 10.
I was going to say.
Wait, what time is it for me now?
No, I'm trying to decide when I see you on TV. Is it in the morning?
Oh, yeah. 10 o'clock is daytime Chicago, and 1 o'clock is Spotlight Chicago.
Okay.
He doesn't watch it, Andrea. You know that.
It's on the screen in front of me. I can't help it. It's like an assault.
Did Mary tell you that?
Thank you so much for joining us. And just, you are so kind because there's no...
I love all you guys, too.
There's not a chance in hell if he was in Vegas on vacation that he would set down a pina colada to call and honor you on your 40th. You are a much bigger person.
I know. We know that. But happy 40th, Steve. I love you guys. I love you, Steve. And, you know, here's the 40 more, but how about 40 more Bertrand trips?
We got to go. I know Lisa's got the news in her mind, but I remember when you turned 40...
Oh, God. At the Greek Islands, I think.
That's right.
That was a great party.
Well, and look at this, Steve. There are four people on our show who aren't yet 40. That would be Lauren Lapka, Kevin Powell, Andrew Harris, and Colin McCarthy.
Feeling
good.
Teach
them something.
Right, we're the ancient.
Yeah. Have a beautiful day. Enjoy the rest of your vacation. Thanks for taking some time out to join the show.
Love you guys. Happy 40th, Steve.
Andrea Darlis. We are celebrating Steve's 40 years on the air at WGN Radio, and it seems like every time there was a video that needed to be done when that was the big thing, back around 2008, 2012, 2015, they would make Steve go tour the radio station and somewhat annoy some of his coworkers. And this piece, he is walking into a newsroom as Judy Pilek is actually doing the news.
This is Judy Pilek. She's recording a story for the news. It's important to not disturb her.
Putting him in charge of the nation's third largest school system.
Hey, Jude, we're just recording behind the scenes.
How many times have I told you?
She's like this every day.
The look on her face is great. Judy, welcome to the show.
Was I shooting daggers at him?
You were.
Yeah. That was our relationship, pretty much. Hate.
Just like always.
Steve, come on. You miss me, don't you?
Yeah, are you like living in a camper now down by the river, or what's going on?
Kind of. It's a glamper, by the way, and it's a lake, not a river.
Judy, what years were you on WGN Radio?
1986 till 2019. So Steve had me beat by a year.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
And isn't that funny? Now we have so many people on the air named Steve, and at that point there were two Judys on the air.
Yes, believe me, that was a cross I had to bear for many years when I would see people out and about, and they would say, oh my God, are you Judy Markey? And of course, my response would be, I am much younger and cuter.
And so were you two, you were obviously in the newsroom at the same time, although Steve would float from shows and do different time slots.
No, I pretty much spent my entire career with Steve, which was a big reason why I retired. I had enough of him.
I don't remember Steve, that. Really. I must have blocked it out.
Yeah. No, we were together in that newsroom for over 30 years.
So my favorite story, I don't know if you remember this, Judy, but you were covering, like you were doing a remote at Navy Pier or something on a Saturday and I was home. And you know the story?
I think so. Go ahead.
And someone died or something, right? Was it someone died?
No, she doesn't remember.
That's the story I'm thinking of.
Okay, so someone died, and she was trying to decide whether or not she should break into programming and say it. So she called me at home. She goes, what do you think? And I said, definitely you should break into programming. That's a big deal. So then she broke into programming and said, it's breaking news. This person is dead. And I called her right away. I said, you should not go into programming.
Oh, that's funny, Steve. And you know, it's funny that you mentioned I called you at home, because I was thinking back in the early days, good God, we would call each other constantly to bitch about the station. You know, there was something to bitch about, something going on. And I remember one Saturday I was working in the newsroom alone, so we had to keep calling each other back because I had to keep stopping to do the news. But finally, I called number like 92. Your wife answered, Sharon.
Yeah.
And I said, Sharon, I'm so sorry. I won't call again. And she said, you mean ever? I said, don't be ridiculous. I mean today.
It was also the time she was filing from the criminal courts building, and I was taking it on the phone. Back in the day, you'd record it on the phone and then put it back on the air. So she's like, Judy Pilak, at the criminal courts building, Judy Pilak, WGN News. Steve? Yeah. Am I at the criminal courts building?
Because, what else do we call it?
26th and Cal.
26th and Cal.
Yeah.
So I got confused, right? I'm like, oh, should I say 26th and Cal? And I'm sure Steve did not help me with that one.
I was always there for you, Judy.
Oh, yeah, you were always there. Hey, here's another great story I was just thinking about. When I was going through chemo, and you know, every chemo patient thinks they're not going to lose all their hair.
Yeah.
But I had like that, I had a really good buzz cut going, like a boy's haircut, you know, because I didn't think I would lose it all. And Steve and I were standing in the hallway outside the newsroom, and we're chatting, and he's like, God, you know, your hair really does look good. And he goes to like pull it a little bit on top, and a big clump came out. Do you remember this, Steve?
I don't remember that one.
Oh, your face was priceless.
Oh, I remember arguing with you in Mariano's or something, and you had no hair. And we're arguing in front of the cash register cashier, and I just, as a joke, said, are you going to pull that cancer thing on me again?
Oh, no!
Lisa, these two were like
the cancer thing.
Yeah, these two were like husband and wife. It was every day in the newsroom was hilarious listening to these two go at it.
Well, if we were like husband and wife, we were like a divorced husband and wife because, yeah it was
forced to live together because you couldn't make the house payment.
Exactly. Hey, I figure we entertained everyone every day, so.
You did, and you are missed. And thank you so much for taking time today, Judy, to call in. And Mary said, she goes, she'll roast him. I go, that's perfect. That's what we want.
I don't have any good stories. I know, and I hate to run too, but I'm crocheting right now and watching a K-drama, so I'm a little bit busy.
A K-drama.
What's a K-drama?
It's like, you don't
K-pop.
Know what a K-drama is?
No.
Oh, come on. It's a Korean drama. You know, there are Korean dramas, K-dramas, there are C-dramas, Chinese dramas.
Yep.
Yeah.
How can you crochet? You got to watch the subtitles when you're
idea.
Watching.
No idea what you're talking
about. Yeah. It's a lot easier to watch the subtitles, trust me, at this age. But anyway, Steve, seriously, congratulations. Who would have thought you'd be the last one standing? Certainly not me.
No. Not if you had anything to do with it.
Miss you terribly.
All right, tell your family I said hi.
All right, you too.
Give Kaylee a hug.
Okay,
legendary.
Thanks.
Judy Pilak on WGN. So she was here 38 years.
I'd like to see some verification on that.